Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on iranradio.ir with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program again.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we have talked about many issues of jurisprudential nature based on the fatwas, issued by Ayatollah Khamenei so far, Sheikh Javid.
Sure.
And let's actually delve into some of the fundamental questions regarding taqlid, because that usually appears at the beginning of every risala you open up, right?
Right.
So let's start with the very basic idea or concept of taqlid. What is taqlid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, taqlid is to follow mujtahid. There is nothing ambiguous about it, okay?
Yes.
And it's not good to make it very much complicated for our audience, okay? The simple definition we can give about taqlid is to follow a mujtahid. Yes, if you act according to a mujtahid's fatwa or whatever you call verdict, that's enough. Okay, and that's what we call taqlid, okay?
Yes.
We are not going to look into the literal meaning of taqlid, okay?
Right.
Taqlid in its literal meaning has a different meaning, okay? Which we do not mean when we talk about taqlid, okay? We talk about taqlid in its technical or scientific or jurisprudential context.
Yes. You know, Sheikh Javid, a long time ago, we've seen when a lot of these books, in fact, have been translated from Arabic and Persian, and these Muslims-dominated areas, basically, into the Western world and their books and the languages.
Yeah.
And I've seen some blatant mistakes, basically. It was so obvious, it was so vivid that you could see that this is a false and a blunder. They have translated taqlid into copying, imitation, and the
right.
like, which is totally wrong. We all know, right?
Yeah.
And following maybe is, a word which is closest in equivalent,
yes.
right? to the word taqlid in Arabic, of course.
Yeah.
So would you talk about the translation of taqlid? Because you also use the word or the term following.
Yeah.
By taqlid, obviously, we don't mean that you imitate someone else or you copy someone else, right?
Yeah.
And what we mean is mostly limited to basically the jurisprudential verdicts, as you mentioned, right?
Yes. So, as you rightly mentioned, the word mimic or imitate is not
the right word.
Is not the right word.
Yes.
It's not appropriate to use these words when we talk about taqlid. Taqlid has actually a philosophy,
yes.
a reason which is very clear and very vivid. When we follow a mujtahid, we follow because we have no knowledge or no expertise,
yes.
no actually,
expertise, yes.
No technical awareness
yes.
about the practical laws of Islam. So it's only the mujtahid or the faqih who is an expert of Islamic law, and of course he is the one who advises about religious issues, about jurisprudential issues, and we should listen to his advice.
Exactly.
Okay? So that's what taqlid actually means.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on iranradio.ir. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Oh. astray, 'cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program and sharing with our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the major concepts of jurisprudence, I mean taqlid. Well, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, you know, if we don't actually, you know, follow a mujtahid or a religious authority, is there any other way planned out or devised by the religion for us? Is it available to a mukallaf or a duty-bound, like to, you know, practice some of the rituals in Islam?
Well, to be honest, taqlid is the easiest way, the easiest way to practice Islam and to practice religion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are, it's not the only way, because there are other ways to practice Islam.
Yeah.
So, taqlid is one of them. And of course, a person who engages in jurisprudential studies and finally becomes a mujtahid himself, he does not need to follow another person.
Yes.
He's not a muqallid,
right.
And he's someone who acts upon his own understanding, upon according to his own knowledge and wisdom. Yes, of course, he's not supposed to act according to his own personal opinion.
Right.
He acts according to what he understands from the religious sources. Okay, any topic that he might have discovered or explored, he acts according to what he has understood. And of course, there is also another way, and that's called ihtiyat. Okay,
right.
Ihtiyat means to, of course, to see the different angles and all the dimensions, and see which is more precautionary. Okay, and that's very difficult. Ihtiyat means, for example, I give you an example.
Right.
If you, for example, happen to miss your prayer during a journey, and then you come back home, and again you miss your prayer at home when you back arrive in your own hometown.
I see.
Now, which prayer are you supposed to offer? Are you supposed to offer the shortened form of prayer because you missed, you did not offer your prayer during the journey? Or you have to offer the full prayer, the complete prayer? According to ihtiyat, okay, you have to observe both full and qasr prayer. That's what precaution ihtiyat means, okay?
Yes.
Because you missed the prayer during the journey and also when you arrived at home. But if you do not act according to ihtiyat and you simply follow a mujtahid, the mujtahid will tell you that, okay, if you offer the prayer in full, that's enough.
I see.
You're not going to exercise precaution and offer the same prayer, both as shortened form as well as full form.
That's why you meant taqlid is the easiest way, actually.
That's why, yes.
Right,
that's why I say
practice.
That taqlid is the easiest way, because you trust the mujtahid, who is knowledgeable, who is wise,
yes,
and who has the... actually the necessary faculty and the capability to infer Islamic laws from its sources, i.e. the Quran and the Sunnah and also the other religious sources.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. I have a relevant question, but we have to actually postpone it to after the break. Stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin wa Ali.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Before the break, Sheikh Javid, when you were talking about, you know, taqlid being the easiest way of practicing Islam, you mentioned within your speech there are other ways, you know, than taqlid. What are those ways? One of them you mentioned, ihtiyat, right?
One of them is to exercise precaution.
Yes.
Okay, ihtiyat is the most difficult
way
to practice Islam.
Which is based on logic, I guess, right?
Yeah, it is logic, yes. It's the,
like your logic or your, you know, what should we call it? Precaution, as you mentioned.
Yeah, precaution.
Or your intellect tells you, for example, to, as you mentioned in your example, like to have, you know, to have to offer prayers for both of, for example, the missed prayers, whether the shortened one or the complete form,
yes.
Right? So this is what the logic tells you.
The logic.
To cover both.
Yes.
At least one of them is going to be accepted,
yeah,
right, by God.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, of course.
So, but taqlid, as you mentioned, you trust the mujtahid or a learned, in
your
fact,
mind.
Or the most learned religious
the
scholar, and then you follow that particular individual.
Yes.
But what are the other ways? Are
the
there
other
any?
Way, the other way is to become a mujtahid yourself.
I see.
You know, because we have many mujtahid here and there, and especially in Islamic seminaries, and those mujtahids are not following any other scholars. Okay, they act according to their own inferences, according to their own deductions,
knowledge, yes.
Okay, according to their own conclusions.
Yes,
and that's also very difficult, because to become a mujtahid, it will take you, let's say, 20 years, if not more.
Yes.
To become a mujtahid, and at the end of the day, you will cease to practice or follow another mujtahid. You will follow your own opinion concerning religious issues.
Yes.
So that's the second way, and of course, the easiest way, as I said, is taqlid.
I see. Okay. I'm sure that you know, when you talk about taqlid or following you know, a religious scholar, you mean that in jurisprudential issues, right?
Yeah.
And in some of the, let's say, issues and problems you have related to the rituals, but not everything, not the tenets, not the pillars of Islam, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
You are right. Of course, the religious authorities have indicated in their beginning of their risala that it is not permissible to follow Islam in regards to the tenets and principles of faith, and it's necessary to follow. It's necessary to believe in the principles of faith based on your own insight and your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is necessary that you develop this understanding over time. Of course, as a child, you might not have that understanding. But as you grow up and you consider and you study everything, then you will begin to understand that there should be one God.
Yes.
And that one God should be just. And then he should send a prophet. And then there should be some people as imams, infallible imams.
Yes.
Who should, after the prophet, guide the humanity with their teachings.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on iranradio.ir with me, Muhammad Javad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا